Okay, on Pevav Amad Aleph, at like second two dots, kind of the middle-ish of the page. Amar Meimar, Mishmei Derav Chama. Haiman De'ika Alek Suvas Isha Ubalchov. A person has to pay Suvas Isha and a Balchov. The Islay Ara, the Islay Zuzain. He has karka, he has ground, and he also has money. So who gets what? So he says, Lebalchov Misalkina and Lebezuze. So the Balchov we get rid of, so to speak. We pay him off with the money, and Leisha Misalkina and Lebara. And with the woman, Labara. With the woman, we for the Ksuba, we give her land. Why is that the case? Hai ki dine, vehai ki dine. Because each one is according to his din. The borrower borrowed cash, so we give him back cash. The woman didn't borrow anything. She just had like a shibud on the land, so we give her the land. V'i lo ika elechadara. What if all he has is one piece of land? That's it. So who gets it? As Rashi is going to say, and obviously we're talking about here where it's all dated in the same time, because obviously if there's a perksuba came first, whatever, obviously we give it to her. But we're talking about it's the same day where nobody has kedima, and you have just the one land, so who gets it? So lebalchov yavinale, leisha lo yavinale. So we give it to the balchov and not to the woman for ksuba. Why? My time up. Because Yoser Mimasha Ish Rotze Lisa Isha Rotza Lehinase. Because on the one hand, the Gemara doesn't mention the other side, but the side of the with the loan is that we don't want to linol delas lifnei loan. We don't want to prevent people from lending. And if people are going to see there's one land and they don't get it, they're not going to end up lending money anymore. On the other side, we have the other side of the coin is the woman, and she's not going to want to get married if she's not going to get her ksuba. So Gemara says, no, that woman wants to get married, so that's not as much of a problem as closing the doors in front of people lending money. Okay, let's see Rashi. Hi ki dine. Says Rashi, ze ha lava maos, vezu samcha al shibud kar. So each one has their din. So this woman, this man borrowed money, so he gave him back money. Vezu and this woman samcha al shibud karka didn't get anything. Vehi lo nasna klum. She didn't get. She didn't give anything. She just gets her the karka. Ve'im bishvil nichsei tzon barzel hanishumin bet ksuba. Aye, but there is an element of money inside the woman also. It's not just a shibud, because she did give in money when she got married. So Rashi says, "Hu zacha behen miyad v'zut sirfan imaksuba al shibud karka." But he agreed to take responsibility for it, and that responsibility goes together with the land. So it's really in the bottom line. It's only a land thing, and therefore she gets the land. Okay, velochazi ela lechad, says Rashi, ain ba ela kedei lechad mehem. It's only enough for one, so lebalchov yavina, we give it to the balchov. Why? Shaloti no delas, like we said. Okay, why? What about the woman? She's not going to get married. No, yoter mi aish rotze vechule. Velochashina lomar mishum tchina. We're not worried about china also, that to encourage people, women to get married. As we said before, there's only a shaila though if this both written on the same day. So im kadmiz man aksuba higova. But of course, if aksuba comes before time wise, then there's not a shaila. Why do we give it to her first? Okay, back to the Gemara. Amalei Rav Papa l'Rav Chama. V'day dam risu mishmei the Rava hai man demaski veizuze veislei ara veasal balchov vekatava mine. V'amar lei zil shkol me'ara, aminan lei zil zabin at ve'aisi havile. So he says, is it true what we heard, you know, that you said in the name of Rava the following din? In other words, he's mitami, because it's hard to believe. Did you really say this? Okay, what did he say? Apparently, that a person lent money to, or borrowed money from his friend, and he has a piece of land. Right, the Meshubad. And what happens? V'ata balcho v'katav minei. Fine. So the balcho comes. He wants his money, and the guy doesn't have any money. So what does the borrower say? V'amar le zil shko me'ara. Look, I have no money, so take my land. Amrin le. So then we say to him, no, zil zabin at v'aisi havle. So we say to him, listen, no, don't, you can't just give land. You're a borrower, you borrowed money, you have to give back money. All you have is land, so go sell your land and then get some cash and then pay off your debt with money, with cash. So is it true that that's what you said, that a person, a blova, has to matriach himself like that, that if he doesn't have cash he has to go sell his land and give the cash? So Amar Lei, so Rav Chama said, look, I never said such a thing. It's really not true. If he doesn't have the cash, he can just give the land. Finish. He doesn't go selling the land and giving cash. I never said such a thing. So, Emali Gufa de Uvda, he gave it. So he said, okay, if that's the case, so tell me what did you say? So Amar Lei, so Rav Chama said, what I said was the following, that Tola Ma'osa Be'ovid Kochavim has Hava. That who asa shaloko hogen lefika chasulobo shaloko hogen. So what was I referring to? A case when somebody lent his friend money, and he had money to pay back, and when the lender wanted to collect the debt, he says, "Oh, I see you have money over there. Can I have my money?" So he says, "No, this is not this money belongs to a goy," which is not true. It's a lie. But he just didn't want to pay him the cash, so he made up the story. It belongs to a goy. So that was not proper to do, and therefore we make him pay, and we make him matriach, means selling land. We make him sell the land or whatever it might be. Such a person who lie. Rashi, vaday demrisu lashon sheilahu. It's a question. Emesu sheshamati shatem omrim. Is it true what you say? Devar zeh shel tema. The matrichin and leilalov lemachra, that we force the borrower to sell. V'alo hamalve ikar samach shalo ala karka. His ikar, his eyes are on the karka. So give him the karka. Why do we make sure that the lova sells the land? Tola masav ovik kochavim. But that was really the case. Ma'os haya alo lifro. He had. V'omer shalo ovik kochavim him. He lied. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Amale Rav Kahana l'Rav Papa. Lididach damart priyas balchov mitzvah amar lo nichali diavid mitzvah mai. So it's a machloikis in Erechin. But he says, according to you, your opinion, Rav Kahana is Rav Papa. So you, Rav Papa, according to your shita, that somebody who owes money, so there's no shibud per se. And rather it's just the necessity to pay is just also mitzvah, pias balchov mitzvah. So he says, if that's the case, that let's say a person says, okay, I'm not interested in doing the mitzvah, so no, that's why they didn't have to pay the money back. Just, is that true? So what's it then? The guy says, no, I'm not interested in paying, pias balchov mitzvah, I don't want to do the mitzvah, thank you. So Amar Lei, so he answered him and he says, no, even according to my shita, he still has to pay, right? He can't say, I just don't want to do the mitzvah. Why? Because we see, Tanina, that legabe a mitzvah sase, that bamed varma murim, when is it that we give a guy a limited amount of malchus, or 39 malchus if he's over on a lav? That's the mitzvah lo sase. Avaba mitzvahs ase kagon shomrim lo ase suka ve'ino ose, or we tell him to make a lula ve'ino ose, then maki noso achetetse nafsho. So we see from here that there's no such thing like, I don't want to do the mitzvah. So when it comes to a mitzvahs ase, you got to do it. And until you hit the guy until he achetetse nafsho. Itzi Rashi. Lididcha. The Amart who live in Mesechas Erechin b'Shuma Yitzomi Priyas Balchov is mitzvah lovely froa chovo ulames dvarav dichsiv, as it says, hin tzedek yehe hen shochat tzedek. So the pasuk really says hin, right? Hin tzedek, but the drash is the hein, your yes is tzedek. You know, that's the mitzvah. Mitzvah means you have to keep your word. Mitzvah to keep your word. Belashach HaTzedek, etc. So by Medvar Memurim, when is this? This is Rashi Deloka Arbein, that we get to give a specific amount. That's by Alotase. But by Enase, Makino says, as Rashi, Kodem Shavar, Ala Ase, V'yesh Peyado L'kayim, and he could still do it, so we hit him until Atze Tetzei Navsho, and therefore also over here, a Pius Bachol Mitzvah, very nice. So we hit, it's not that he can say, I don't want to pay you, we can make force him to pay and hit him until he does the Mitzvah. So Rabbi Kiva Eger over here asked that, he says, sounds like here there's this intrinsic difference between mitzvahs los ases and mitzvahs ases, right? Like a los ases we don't hit him, mitzvahs ases we hit him, but he says it's not really true, right? In both cases, even in is this that we're talking about before the fact or after the fact? In other words, we're talking, as Rashi says over here, mocking kodim sha'avar al ase. In other words, he has in front of him the mitzvah to do. He could do it, but he doesn't want to do it. It's still sukkah's time, and he can sit in the sukkah, but he doesn't want to do it. So then we hit him until he does it. So he says, same thing with a lav, right? If a person is going to do a lav or whatever, so we can prevent him from doing the lav also, and do what we can to prevent him, right? It applies by lavim also. And even ases, after the fact is really the same thing as well. In other words, after the fact that he's supposed to do the Yatzeh, let's say he didn't, okay, so then we could give him Malchus Martyrs or something, we can give him some after something, a little patch, you know, but we don't do Atzeh Tetzeh Nafsho after, and so too with all this, like a lav, after the fact, we don't do Atzeh Tetzeh Nafsho. So really, it comes out there, they're pretty much the same. Sounds over here as if there's this difference. Here's Atzeh Tetzeh Nafsho, here's not. It's not. One's talking about before the fact, one's talking about after the fact. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Bamine Rami Barchama Ami Rav Chista. The person says to the woman, Hare ze giteich velos iskashibo ela lachar shloshim yom. So he gives the woman her get, and he says to her, putting a tanai on this get, I want to have it go into effect, but not immediately. I want it to go into effect only after 30 days. So what did she do? Valcha v'nichatu b'tzidei rishus harabim. So she accepted the get, and then she put it down on the tzidei rishus harabim. No, we'll see. That's tzidei rishus harabim. So what tzidei rishus harabim? So she's there. Tzidei rishus harabim. The rishus harabim has, let's say, a wall that defines, you know, that the end of the rishus, or whatever, beginning or end of the rishus harabim has like a wall, and then there's this little area next to the wall where people don't usually go because it's right next to the wall. So that little area over there, that's called Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. So the question is that, as we're going to see, is that have a din like a Rishus HaRabim or not? So Mahu, meaning, so she put it down, the get, and the Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Then the 30 days are up, so now the get is supposed to be Chal. So in order to be Chal, though, it has to be, it has to be with... It can't be in the Rishus HaRabim. Okay? So, what happens? If it's in Rishus HaRabim, it means it's left to Rishus. So the question is this called Rishus HaRabim or not? Mao, what's the din? So Amar Le, Rav Chisa said, Eina Megureshes. It's not good. It's not Chal, because it's Sudei Rishus HaRabim, is as if it's out of the Rishus, left to Rishus of the woman, it's in the ready to public domain, and it can't be Chal like that to get. Where do we see this from? Mida Rabu Shmuel, which we've seen before. De Rabu Shmuel, the Amri Tarvayu, Behu Tzitzu Barin and Munachim Rishus HaRabim. This goes back to, if you remember, Rabbi Tarfon, that he says that we want to do Tfisa on the Metaltalin of the Yasomim, that only helps if it's out of the Rishus. What is called being out of the Rishus? That's if it's Tzitzu Barin Munachim Rishus HaRabim. Then the then tfisa helps. In the rishus harabim, that's called out of the rishus, and vitzide rishus harabim kirshus harabim damu, and it's the same thing as rishus harabim. So we see over here, therefore, that it doesn't work because rishus harabim is rishus harabim, and that's called out of the rishus. Whereas adarabba, it's more mistaver to say megureshes. It does work. Why? Mida Rav Nachman. Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Barabua, Haomer Lachavero, Meshoch Parazu, Velot Yeknuyelach, Ad Lachar Shloshim Yom. similar idea. A person gives his friend a para, and he says, here, you know, I want to make a kinyan, you know, give you a, make kinyan on it, it's knu yalacha, but it's only, I want it only to take effect, again, after 30 days. What's the din? Afilu amenes ba'aga. Even if the para is in the marsh, it's fine, it works, if at the end of those 30 days, it's a kinyan. It's as if kilu, it's just, it hasn't left his rishus. My love, hainu agam, hainu tina rishus rabbi. So isn't a tina rishus rabbi the same like the agam? And this, like the agam, is still considered as hasn't left his rishus. So too tina rishus rabbi. It hasn't left her rishus, and therefore the get should be a get. So the Gemara says, no, lo agam lechu, but tina rishus rabbi lechu. No, they're two different things. The agam hasn't called, that's called not leaving the rishus, but einachanami tzid rishus harabim is called yes leaving the rishus. Ikad amri, some say the a different way. This is what we saw up above. Amar le, so Rav Chisda said that the woman is mugareshes. Okay, first said it is mugareshes, and meet as we saw meet Rav Nachman. That Sidur Shusarabim is Ka'agam Dami. Just like the Agam is considered not leaving Rishus, so too Sidur Shusarabim. That was the first thing that was said. And then after that, the Gemara asked the opposite, Adarabba, and it should be Ena Migaresh, just like we saw from Rabbi Mita Rabbi Shmuel. My love, Hainu Shusarabim, Hainu Sidur Shusarabim, that they're both the same, and Sidur Shusarabim is like Shusarabim, and it's like it left Rishus, and therefore it's not Migareshus. And on that, the Chiyah is lo. Rishus Arabim Lachud, and Sidur Rishus Arabim Lachud, it's two different things. Rishus Arabim is called leaving their shoes, Sidur Rishus Arabim is called not leaving their shoes. Okay. That's that. Let's see, Rashi. Okay, v'halcha v'anicha. So she went, she put it down. V'odenu sham lachar shloshim. So it's still there after 30 days. V'hushet tziburin. Gabi masnitzin. This is what we saw earlier by the Mishnah. Diksani ha kodem zacha. Whoever comes first takes the metaltalin. Tofes metaltalin is take gets it. Almar shitzarabim lo kani leila bailim midi. It's not kona ela imkein magbiu. Unless he actually picks it up. Hilchach lachar shloshim la birshusa. He does not call it in her rishusa anymore because it's like in the public domain. De lahave gerushin chad, that the gerushin could be chal. Tzid rishusa rabim is samuch l'ktalim, like we said, next to the walls of the rishusa rabim. Shein derech bnei adam lavor sham, to go over there. Look at the chek b'kotalim because people don't like to scratch against the walls. So therefore, it's called tzid rishusa, not the rishusa rabim itself.
Let's do the Mishnah.
So the Mishnah says, new Mishnah. Hamoshiv es ishto chenvanis. So what happens? A man has a store, and he puts his wife there to take care of the store for him. Well, he goes to learn. Let's say he goes to learn, but let's say. Okay, all right. Oh, shemina apotropia. Or he put her in charge of his nechassim to take care of his nechassim, all the business with his nechassim, to hire workers, this or that, whatever it might be. So hare zeh mashpia kozman sheyirtzeh. So special takana that he's allowed to mashpia her anytime he wants and to make her make a shvua. To, if he's questioning, he has a, you know, chashis choshed or whatever, then maybe she's taking some of the things in the store, you know, for herself or whatever it might be. He can make her swear. Because we say that it's a special takana. Why? Because normally there's no such thing as making somebody swear on a tiny safek. You can't say, I think maybe you just, and it make the person swear. There's no such thing. However, a special takana over here that you can make the person swear even though it's a tiny safek. There's a few instances. This is one of them with a woman that is dealing with this, her husband thing. But there's a logic behind it. It's because we're afraid that maybe she's pocketing something. Not maybe she's stomach ganav, But she thinks it's coming to her. She says, look, you know, I'm taking care of his stuff. What, Loma Gili something, you know? So she's more ahead to herself that, you know, it's okay to take some things. So we know that might be the case. So we allow him to, Altaina Suffolk, make her swear. But again, that's only some woman that, not some a woman, according to Tanakhama, it's only a woman that is, you know, put to work in the store or to deal with his things like that. But not for her everyday things, as we can see in a second. Rabbi Yezer Omer, no, even more. Afilu al pilka valisasa. In other words, not that she was doing business, even on the everyday things, like she was making her pilkas, her spindle, what she, you know, she makes the chutim with, and her dough, you know, he says, oh, maybe she pocketed some of the dough. Pun intended. Right, she took some of the dough she was baking with, right, and pocketed it or whatever. So even that, okay, but that's not the Tana. The Tanakhama says, no, it's only business things, but not on private things. But Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even private things. But obviously, it's more to talk about it, so we'll see even with the Shem and the Gemara. Okay, so see the Rashi, Chenvanit, Limkor Yeino Perosa B'chanut, that she was put to be the sales girl in the store, his store. Mashpia shalo ikva biyada klum, that she didn't hold back anything, and like we said, pocket anything. Apotropia, or he made her an apotropia, lachnis lahotzi, a perosa, vliskor polim, vlisav litain, business with his things. In those cases, he has a right to mashpia, or al tainas.